is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Fiber to the curb! I need more fiber. Where do I sign up?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is a show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. That would be the feedback from the geeks, and that would be you. I didn't read the line right this time. Show must go on.
You never read it right.
The listener feedback show for August 17th, 2009. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me on that other side is the voice of Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm a little unshaven tonight. Thank you.
I want to hear that. Do the old Edge commercial. Okay. Edge?
Yeah.
Foam.
This side, smooth. This side.
Remember that? They used to take the credit card to the guy's face? Yeah. That was so cheesy.
Yeah.
70s commercial, yeah, that was flashback.
That was such a scientific test, too.
This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, welcome. This is a strange place to start, but in other terms, this is just a strange place. There is another major piece to this, so if this doesn't make any sense, you might want to go back one show and have a listen. See, what happens is we get comments from our listeners, and there are so many comments, usually, that we have to put them in a separate show because we've got a whole bunch of content to put in the regular Technorama show once a week, that it overflows.
And our listeners have so much to say. Gosh, come on.
Usually, as he credit cards his face again.
Here you go. There you go.
Wow.
Sounds like Velcro.
I'm kind of glad I shaved this morning because I skipped Saturday. So if this doesn't make any sense, go back one show and have a listen. Otherwise, pull up a chair and spend a few minutes with us. A few of our closest friends who wrote in, phoned in, or sent us an audio clip like, wait, we can't go on yet.
We can't go on yet because we have some good things to say about our friends at GoToAssist.com.
That's right. These are the people who came out with GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar. You've probably used their products in the past. They are also popular.
Just GoTo.
GoTo sounds like a basic program.
GoTo 10.
10, print support. 20, GoTo 10. Did they make GoTo 10.com?
Hey, wait, shh, don't say anything. I'm going to go register that right now.
GoToAssist is a remote support tool. If you're in the tech industry and you find yourself in need of a remote diagnostic tool to be able to see the other person's screen, this works on Windows, Macs. You can install the. You don't actually have to install anything. You use their service as kind of the conduit. So if Craig's having problems again, GoToAssist. I can help him out. He doesn't need to have anything installed. It works with Craig having problems, my mom having problems, people from work having problems. I can be their remote eyes and ears and see what's on their screen, all done through 128-bit SSL encryption. So you know it's secure. You know it's quality from the people at Citrix. You can try it free for 30 days by going to GoToAssist.com/podcast. That's GoToAssist.com/podcast for your free 30-day trial. It's good stuff.
And 30 days is probably the amount of time you're going to save helping all these people.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And then you're going to want to go more. All right, now on to the voicemail comment.
There you go.
Comments. Should say.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. This is Matt the Giant Blocker calling from Florida. And I'm at work. let me try this again. Somebody had an issue. But anyway.
There's no do-overs.
I'm going to admit I'm a few weeks behind listening. So
that's the cool thing about podcasting, Matt.
We got new computers at work and have to deal with that. Anyway,
tell us how you really feel.
In the week that I was just listening to, the feedback for 227, I think, mentioned ham radio and moon bounce. Yes, the moon is reflective enough. In fact, ham radio operators are still doing it. How do I know this? Because I am one. My call sign is KI4LHU. Of course, now you can find my home address pretty easily because the FCC makes that information public.
And that would be?
Anyway, yes, I'm finally calling.
Thank you.
I think that's all I have to say for now. What's going on? Now there's noise.
Focus. Matt, focus. Over here. Over here.
Sorry. A lot going on in my office. I should get back to work.
Eyes up. Eyes up.
As the hams would say, 73. That means best wishes and 101.
The hams say 101, too?
Copy that, good buddy.
73. That's cool. Didn't know that. Learned something new. So the moon is radio reflective. The little reflector, retro reflectors up there for reflecting laser lights. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, I guess the surface of the moon is reflective. Anything was reflective enough, or at some level, right?
Not the stealth fighter.
Well, it is, I think, a little bit, but not so much.
Yeah, about the reflectivity of a gnat.
A gnat.
How do you spell it?
Gnat.
G-N-A-T. How do you spell GNU Linux?
What do you say, knight?
Did you say Knigget. GNU?
Gnome?
That's right. And striped pants.
Yeah.
The giant penis are full of trying to imitate Mr. T.
Well, Mr. T called in. I think we
it was
can make
a drive-by, wasn't it?
Yeah, in one of his title loan commercials. He had a reclaimed car. I wonder if he got enough of those. Hey, what would happen if you went to one of those title loan places and they turned in your clunker?
I don't know. I don't know if that works that way.
They got more cash for your clunker than you got cash from them. Heck of a business model.
Probably. Yeah.
Think it'd work? All right, we get millions and trillions of email, and we dip into our mailbag, and we find this gem. That's not what we found. We found this.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Don't forget the old boy. Email from Dennis. He says, longtime listener and wanted to send a note to connect a statement made in show 229 about drunk driving laws being a federal law. Driving under the influence, seatbelts, and motorcycle helmet laws. Wait, driving under the influence, seatbelts, driving under seatbelts? And motor.
No.
Grammar Girl would have something to say about this.
No, yeah, driving under the influence, seatbelts, and motorcycle
helmet laws
are all
state laws. Gotcha. Okay. Podcasting under the influence is not covered under any laws.
Yeah. And it's still permitted.
I believe that the federal government only makes recommendations as to what the best practice is for laws and sets standards for laws that enable a state to receive federal funding for programs for enforcing the above laws. That's what I was thinking about.
Yes, and they also make heavy-handed recommendations on some cases.
Lobbyists.
Yep. Yeah.
I am not a lawyer, and I don't play one on a podcast. Does that make sense?
I sure do smell like one.
And you smell like one, too. Hey, thank you, Dennis, for writing in. If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at technorama@chuckchat.com. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, what?
I think Dennis did.
Dennis did, and I'm thanking him for it.
Okay.
Hey, Craig, since we're a little shorter on the listener feedback this week than usual, and I'm not keen about going into Marv's top 40 list that he sent us. I mean, it was.
Wait a minute. So you're saying we didn't get millions of emails this week?
We did get millions. That was the best.
Oh, okay.
Because it was in direct response.
One,
yes. Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
So I wanted to share with you a couple things that have been happening this week. One, if you're on the live webcam, you may notice a slight change in lighting. I went out to Best Buy and picked up a couple of LED light grids. I remember when I was teaching the National Park Service about podcasting, we were doing audio and video, And Ranger Craig Glasner, the ranger on Alcatraz, pulled out of his bag this little 3x3 or 4x4 light grid dealie, and he said, hey, you know, you can go down to Best Buy or Fry's and pick up these things for the camcorder, and they work pretty well. But I didn't know where he got them. I didn't remember that at the time. And I checked with Leo Laporte, and I said, where did you get those cool light grids, those light panels? Because he mentioned them the other day on the Daily Gizwiz. And he said, lightpanels.com. Oh, gosh, thanks. And I checked out the price, and they were upwards of $400. He said, yeah, they're a little expensive, but they're nice. And I said, yeah, they're nice, but they're not $400 nice, at least not for me yet.
I bet they
So I went to Best Buy and picked out a couple of these little dealies. They've got a couple of AAAs inside of them. You charge them up for a few hours, and they...
Yeah, turn it off and hold it up so I can see. Yeah, you got it in your hand.
Well, I've got two. One is right here. You can see the reflection off my hand. I just looked at it, so I can't see anything.
They are kind of bright, man. It makes it look like you got powers bright in your hand.
Yeah. This is my superpower. Aha! And they're not hot. I mean, unlike that little reading lamp that I had in here last year, these are nice and cool. I'm not going to overheat with these things. It says they get about an hour on a full charge, and I fully charged them. So we'll see if we can make it through both shows. If not, I've got a backup right here. I was trying to do dual placement, but that's my neat little gadget. I think it was $35, and then I got a little arm to mount them on. For two. No, for one. Mm-hmm. They were like $35 each. So they're fairly expensive. I was thinking, gee whiz, man, I could probably make something out of this little breadboard that I've got and a few LEDs from Radio
Shack.
Yeah,
get some LEDs from Radio.
They probably
it's The Shack.
The Shack, yeah. The Shack, The Hut, and I'm renaming Taco John to The John, since that's appropriate anyway.
It's where you visit after you've been to the Taco Bell.
If you go to Taco John, you go to The John, which is what Patrick Stewart said in the end of Men in Tights. From this day forward, all toilets will be known as John's. Good movie if you haven't seen it. I'm a Mel Brooks fan. The other thing is I've been running out of space on my internal hard drive on my iMac. It's got a 250 gig drive, and I've been putting pictures and music, and the kids have been putting heavens knows what, and it was down to about 2 gig left. So I said, I need something. Well, I bought a USB 2.0 external drive several months ago, and I moved my pictures and music, and that was some relief, but it was still running out of space. Again, I don't know what the kids are downloading there, but at least I won't be to blame when the thing goes in the toilet. But I've got several gigabytes worth of movies, and I've got some on my new camcorder that I haven't put onto the machine yet. So I sent a message
out to
clear
that out for Dragon Con, you know.
Yeah, I know. I sent a message out to Friends in Tech, and I said, hey, is there a way to move these iMovie movies to the external drive? And George Starcher said, yeah. He Googled it and came back within, a few minutes with an answer.
Yeah.
And shows my Google savvy sometimes. You know, sometimes you can
Google
find
fail
stuff so fast, it's amazing. And other times you can search and search and search, and someone comes up and goes, here's the answer. You go, where'd you find that?
Well, I found it on Bing.com.
Easy there, buddy. Well, the secret is in iMovie, when you pull down the menu that says the view menu, there's one that says view by volume. And view by volume lets you see what's on each volume. Of course, it says, this drive is not supported by iMovie. So Victor then chimed in and said, Newegg and OWC are having some good deals on Mac-compatible FireWire external drive. So I ordered one, and we'll see what happens on that. Then I can take my 1 terabyte USB 2.0 drive and do whatever the heck I want with it. So
you know what? By the way, having to use a FireWire-only drive, that's going to be a problem for some of these Macs.
The laptops don't have FireWire anymore, but
that's correct.
The newer iMacs do, and the Mac Pros do.
I wonder why that's an issue. I guess the throughput on the FireWire is much higher than USB, or is that not the case anymore?
I don't know. Well, because they took it off the iPod, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. You remember that you used to have
Because at one point, they used to have, they used to have the 400 and 800.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the Air doesn't have any, but we'll see.
I want to chime in here. I watched Fanboys this weekend. Have you seen that?
No.
you have got to see this movie. It's about four guys. They were good friends, and they kind of drifted away through life just a little bit. And one of them was stricken with cancer. Well, kind of his dying wish was he wanted to go storm the Skywalker Ranch and watch the Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about this a couple weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah. And, well, I just watched it. And I'm going to tell you, it was good. It wasn't a great film, but it's just that they had so many, everything had to do with Star Wars that they talked about. And it was just a lot of fun to watch. So definitely check that out.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes, actually it is. That's where I got it from, Netflix. It wasn't a, Play Now, but,
okay.
You can do it. I've been using Netflix Instant Play a lot here lately.
Have you?
Have you?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. How, okay. I mean, can you, well, I was thinking of the next question. Can you watch something more than once, or does it screw up your queue, or can you just say?
No.
So if I go watch a movie and then later Julie comes along and says, I want to watch that too, can I watch it again?
It stays in the instant queue. Yeah, if you go add it to your, the ones you can play, you add it to your instant queue instead of your DVD queue.
Yeah.
So they're all still there. You kind of have to remove those on your own. Yeah, just kind of play them.
I'm going to have to experiment with that.
I watched, I watched Step Brothers. That was just dumb. It's a Will Ferrell movie.
And you expected what out of a Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah, right. Well, I watched Super High Me, which was like Super Size Me, but it's pot related.
Okay.
I just started watching it. It was kind of interesting because they were doing an experiment where this guy, he's a stand-up comedian, and he didn't smoke pot for 30 days. He'd been smoking for like 17 years very often. And so for 30 days, he didn't. And then for 30 days, he smoked from the moment he got up to the moment he went to bed. And it was interesting to see how different he was when he was off of it and on it as far as some of the tests that they gave him. So I just thought it was interesting. And it was kind of an eye-opener.
I think I'll pass on that one. We just finished Police Squad this weekend, the six series. Do you remember the old Leslie Nielsen
the
Police
TV show?
Squad?
Yes, of course.
Police Squad in color. Yeah. They say starring Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, it starts off with
also
the roof
starring
of the car,
Alan North.
Just...
Yeah, and then every show and Rex Hamilton as Abraham Lincoln. and Julie goes, is Abraham Lincoln ever in any of these shows? No. And then they always flash up the title and says like Ring of Fire. And then the announcer goes, tonight's episode, Death Knocks Twice. the title on the screen never agrees with what he says. It's a great show.
Yeah, I watched some. I won't say I watched them all, but I watched a good many of them. Are they available? I wonder if they're available on Netflix. So you can watch.
That's where I got them.
I was saying Instant Play.
Oh,
because I got Star Trek in there. The remasters,
really?
Things like that. Yeah, you can put series in there. Some of them are.
I'll have to look for that one.
Yeah.
All right. We've totally taken the listener feedback show off the tracks. Personal gratification moment there.
Derailed it.
Craig and I were just catching up for the week.
Yeah. So how you been doing, Chuck?
We do have a lot of other content coming along in a couple of days if you're listening to this on the podcast. If you are listening online, well, stick around for a couple more minutes and we'll get started. For now, if you want to get in touch with us, you can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. Oh, and don't forget, look for an upcoming interview we just did with In3, the 3D animation people. That was a lot of fun.
Very insightful. These are the people that behind the 3D effects of the movie G-Force with the guinea pigs.
Yeah, and a few other things, too.
Yes.
Very,
they
very
wouldn't tell us.
Technological and experimentation. Well, they could tell us everything they did in the past.
Yeah, we tried to wiggle out of them a few little tidbits, but oh well.
Look for that. Do we have an ETA, producer master?
I'm going to try. Well, it should be pretty easy because the way it's mixed, I don't think I can use my track, so I'm going to have to use your whole thing.
Really?
Well, it's because... Well, I'll give you a little quick background.
What? Wait, you forgot to hit the record button again.
No, I got my audio. The problem is you've got me in with them and myself, just the nature of Skype. So it'd take me like a long time trying to edit my voice out.
Yeah.
So actually, I don't think I sound pretty good. So the whole thing sounds good. So I should be able to mix it down pretty quick. So maybe in next week sometime, or, you know, I don't know. I don't have a solid date yet.
We need a multi-channel Skype out mixer thingy.
We could have used iChat.
Would that give it to you in multiple channels?
If you record in GarageBand, it would.
Oh, maybe.
That would have been fine. I mean,
yeah, but they're not on iChat. Yeah. They gave us a Skype ID, which was fortunate enough, so we wouldn't have to do it on the telephone.
But they had Macs.
They did?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, for next time, we'll ask.
Yeah.
Okay, you can call us on the listener line or email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. I know some of you have microphones and the ability to produce an audio file. We'd love to hear from you. Find us on Twitter or Facebook. We're there, hanging out.
Or Twit Facebook or whatever face, the mix is this
twit,
week.
Yeah, pretty soon one of
friend
them.
Friend Face.
Freed Friend Fo.
Remember Friend Face off of IT Crowd?
What? I'm going to have to watch that again.
It was like an intro to their show. Everybody,
face?
But the whole during that whole episode, everybody was so wrapped up in Friend Face. Oh, look, I just chatted with you, and they're all in the same room.
Wow, my memory's getting rusty. It's been a few years since I've seen that.
Actually, I rushed to go register the domain, but I think it was already taken.
Dang. You can also visit the website chuckchat.com for all the other stuff we're not going to bore you with, including the tip jar. So. Hey, don't forget to see us live at Dragon Con. We'll be there Friday, 10 p.m., room 204 at the Hilton. Same place on Sunday night, joining Clinton and the Comedy Forecast panel at 8:30 Sunday night. I think I said Sunday night twice, but that's okay. Craig can edit it out if he wants. Special thanks to all the people who keep Technorama going, because it's more than just a one-man show, obviously. There's two people on the microphone, and, you know, I'm just... personality, the real brains is on the other end of this conversation.
Yeah, let's work that one out again. I gotta renegotiate my contract. I'm gonna put personality in my job description.
As soon as we see some money, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
He does the work, the paychecks come here. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Mad Marv provides all the great blog content during the week. If you're not going to the website or subscribing to the RSS feed, shame on you. Get a life. Ustream for all of our great live stream things that go on Sunday night. Join us there. Ustream, actually go to chuckchat.com/webcam. You get both. You can also jump into the chat room. We start about 9 p.m. on Eastern on Sunday for the pre-show stuff, and then the regular show starts regularly at 10. Freenode.net provides the chat room that I just spoke of, and I think that's it for all the talent and time for all the people again, right?
Yeah, sure.
Smooth and suave as usual. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with oodles of podcasts over at farpointmedia.net. You can find out, did I say friendsintech.com or net?
I don't know.
It's friendsintech.com, farpointmedia.net. Lots of good stuff. You'll hear it at the end, right? If you're listening to the show the old-fashioned way, consider subscribing for free. There's that RSS thing again. It's cheap, it's free, it's easy, and it gets things to you automatically. It's good for more than just podcasts. It's good for breakfast and fiber to the curb.
The breakfast of champions anymore.
Drop either one of us an email if you want to find out more. Until next time. I said until next time. Tell a friend about Technorama. Starting to sound like Foghorn Leghorn. Until next time, next time, tell a friend about Technorama and give me a binary high five, boy.
I say 101. Thank you very much. Kind of sounded like Elvis, didn't it?